BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's podcast. We have sorted Chris's outfit for the Teen Awards. You will absolutely love it. Kel Spellman's in to play Real or No Real, your reactions to that Christmas advert on TV, and Greg James makes a huge blunder with Chris Martin.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So, Chris Martin was on the show this morning with Grimmy, and did you hear Greg on as well, who's like a Coldplay super fan?
I mean, he's got up really early, he's there, you know, he really... It's clear he's so excited.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Christmas for him when a new Coldplay song comes out. And so Greg was there with his hero, Chris Martin. And along with Grimmy, they were kind of joking about how Greg waits outside Chris Martin's house because he's such a fan.
I'm actually more like to stay outside your house.
Well, that's okay. You can do that.
I love radio.
But there'd be no point because he's outside your house.
we missed each other. Yeah. That's a good idea for a movie. Write that down, guys. Two stalkers stalk each other, never see each other.
Let's just move in together. Let's make this official.
Okay. Let's cut to something else.
Oh no!
That makes me shiver.
I don't like it. Right, that was going so well, and what Greg's done there. Right, we've all been there. You get flustered when it's a hero of yours or someone that you find a bit fit. And then, it's the joke's all going really well and then you get too excited and then you go too far.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened there.
Let's just move in together. Let's make this official.
Let's cut to something else. Yeah.
Instantly awkward.
It's horrible because Chris Martin said something funny. Grimmy said something funny.
Poor Greg.
Greg's wanted to pile in, you know, to keep face and it bombs.
Let's just move in together.
It's exactly like, you know, when you send group messages, and in fact, it happened to us this morning. We were talking about the new advert that's out at the moment. One of our colleagues here chipped in with what he thought was a funny joke.
But then no one replied.
And you get that fear,
don't
you? Because we've all been in that situation. You get that fear. It's like, oh, I've overstepped it.
Like, there's a load of people in this group and nobody's replying. I'm the last person. I've gone too far.
The stress is real.
Yeah. Anyway, good song. People are loving it. Coldplay, Adventure of a Lifetime, track of the day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How good was Tom Kerridge on Innuendo Bingo yesterday?
One of the best, I reckon.
That man is a dream. I love him. I did actually leaf through his book last night and I was like, oh, I could probably make that. And then this morning, woke up and I was like, there's too many ingredients.
I know what you're saying, but do you know what you can do? I still think you can make a lot of those recipes work. You just lob out the complicated ingredients.
Well, where do I find polenta, please?
Oh, no, that's ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I like a joke. Mm.
But the other stuff, you know, there was a recipe in there for a toasty. You could do that.
I could. Posh toasty.
Yeah, really posh toasty.
Anyway, he was brilliant yesterday. And what was great about it was he genuinely loves that game. It makes him giggle so much. He lost it. And there's a classic clip that we always play on Innuendo Bingo. But it's fantastic when someone discovers it for the first time and they've not heard it before, especially when it's a famous TV chef. Now, we're going over to Rick Stein's Mediterranean Escapes. Now, I know, Tom, that you love Rick.
I do love Rick.
Now, this is one of the all-time classics on Innuendo Bingo. Water, please. Now, Tom, do you know much about...
Yes.
Come on. Tom, do you know much about Majorcan lardy cake?
I know nothing about Majorcan lardy cake. I know quite a bit about West Country lardy cake. I've never been to Majorca, so I couldn't...
Right. Well, so today this is possible... We're possibly teaching Tom Kerridge something new about food.
I can't wait.
You can't believe that.
I can't wait.
Anyway. So you wouldn't know who the king of Majorcan lardy cake would be. Chris has heard this one a few times before.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay, right. Well, Rick Stein's about to tell you on his Mediterranean Escapes. I'd be surprised if you can get through this one, Chris, but give it a go. Come on, do it for Tom.
It's called Ensaimada, and no Majorcan feast is complete without it. The king of Majorcan lardy cake, because that's what it reminds me of, is Miguel Pujol.
He loves it. The video's on YouTube. Tom Kerridge, Innuendo Bingo from yesterday. One of my faves. What a ledge.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, have you seen that advert for that shop yet? I've seen so many messages today on social media from people going, I've just burst into tears at a crowded train station. I'm on the bus and I had to get the tissues out.
It has become an event though, right?
It's an event. Can we just remember though that it is just one advert for one shop?
True.
But people love it. If you've not seen the advert, here is a spoiler alert. I am about to tell you what happens in the advert.
No,
this is ridiculous.
Not doing a spoiler alert.
This
for
is
an
ridiculous.
Advert.
But please turn away from the radio now if you don't know want to know the plot of the advert. I can't believe I'm saying this. So basically, a little girl gets a telescope and sees a man on the moon. That's what happens. But it's more emotional than that. But that's the basic plot line.
Mm.
So what we asked you to do yesterday was to watch the ad when it came out this morning for the first time and then record your reaction and what you think on your phone. And loads of people did it for us. Loads of our listeners, Lou in Preston, Sharon, Michael and his three children, Liberty Bell, Flynn and Emmett, Natasha, Chloe, Callum Redhead, Lisa, some plumbers in West Wales, Jacob and Jacob's nan, Naomi in Aberystwyth, Craig and Leanne. They all recorded it for us. So they all watched the video for the first time and then recorded it for us on their phones. So we put together, kind of Gogglebox style, what they thought as they were watching it for the very, very first time. So we start with Michael and his three children, Liberty Bell, Flynn and Emmett.
So watch it and try to get in the Christmas spirit. Right, Liv, press play.
Oh. Well.
I would like to leave
the moon in between.
She's looking at the moon.
Little girl with a telescope.
I can feel the warning
signs. I hope there's
snow. She's spotted something.
Moon rocks.
Telescope sails are gonna go up.
How does a telescope zoom that? Oh, how is there a house on the moon? It's a good telescope, I'll give her that.
Moon on the moon? Moon on the moon?
How do you get there? Oh, we look sad.
It's like Father Christmas without the beard.
Where's she going?
Dramatic scooter action.
This is the most powerful telescope I've ever seen.
Who had the bench on the moon? Did he make that? Did he make the house? How'd he get there?
I have so many questions.
Very clever. How is he living? There is. It's not very good for parties because it's dark.
You can't see.
Oh, she wrote a letter. Oh, she's going to shoot it. Oh, that didn't work out, did it? Paper plane didn't work either. Okay.
She's trying to get a present to him. How's he going to get a present to him?
Christmas tree, yes.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Christmas.
Wonder getting a present, yeah.
Oh, no, he's really lonely.
Well, that's just...
Oh, he's got a Prezi on the moon.
What?
What's he got?
Yes.
Oh, it's a telescope.
Oh, he's got him a telescope.
Oh, it's not as good as hers. Oh, no, it is.
It's still nice.
See, that's a very good telescope. I don't think that telescope could see that far.
Oh, nice, they can see each other now. Oh, my...
Can't do crying.
Oh.
There she is. Tell
someone you there love this Christmas, yeah?
Oh, that was sweet.
I knew that was going to cry. Crying over an advert.
Oh, it's sweet, isn't it?
It's really sweet.
Sharon there with her kids. What's Callum got to say, though?
Right. There's some powerful telescopes going on. But overall, that's good.
All right, Callum, thanks. What's Jacob's grandma got to say, though?
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, she loves it. I think Sam is overthinking it.
Oh, that's lovely. I don't think balloons could reach it to the moon, to be honest. Like, that's quite a stretch. Nice advert, though. Still too early. Like, it's the 6th of November. Get it together, guys.
You just got to enjoy the advert.
Just enjoy
though.
It for what it is.
I know we asked for people's reactions, but I do think some people overthink it.
Hang on, Jacob's going to come up with a hashtag for us.
Oh, he's crying. Oh, my God. Hashtag emotional.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't feel down.
Truckers who are grown men are now texting into Radio 1. They always do that. You always get well, they always say they're a trucker, and then they always say what weight they are, and then they've been crying. So Steve's been on. He's a 18-stone trucker, just crying. Let me know if you cried and how heavy you are on 81199.
It is strange that you feel the need to have to declare your weight yeah. and even job description.
Yeah. I'm a trucker. Scott, I'm a trucker. I've got to be honest. I'm 18 stone. I cried then.
I'm an 18 stone trucker, and that's move even me.
Don't
cry, mate.
Doesn't matter what weight you are. That is Aurora. She's got a lovely voice, and that's Half the World Away on BBC Radio 1. Most people's favourite reaction in our Gogglebox-style compilation of people recording themselves watching that ad for the first time was Jacob.
Christmas tree, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, it appears people only over 14 stone cried to the advert for that shop. Someone's like, I'm 13 stone, not even a twinge of crying.
It's a heavyweight one, is it? It's, yeah. This is what we're saying, you need to be in a certain category. It's a bit like boxing.
James has been on, I can't stop crying. Weight 116.5 kg. He's even given us his BMI. That's 15% there.
This is so weird.
So weird.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Can hold us
down. DJ Fresh, Ella Air, Gravity. This is Scott Mills. It's Friday. We've made it. It's BBC Radio 1. Five Sauce, who are going to be performing at the Teen Awards on Sunday. Coming up, and Lower Than Atlantis with Get Over It, like that tune. And from 4 this afternoon, you can listen to Greg James pretending that someone else apart from Adele might be number one on the official chart.
Yes, but there is a chance you might not be.
But there isn't.
But there is. Of course there isn't. Of course there is.
But who's going to be number one today? I mean, I've done that show many a time, and you do have to ramp up the excitement because it could be somebody else.
It could
but
be. It
could won't.
Be. No, but it could be.
It won't.
Okay.
This is from Greg's tweet that I saw last
week.
What
else do you want to spoil then? He was like, you've just spoiled that Chunky.
Who else is it going to be?
You just spoiled Chunky. That was I was loving that song until you pointed out it sounded a little bit like Sex Bomb. Okay. And now you're going for the chart. And what do you want to do next?
Greg's tweet last Friday was, I pretended for an hour today that Adele might not be number one. How was your Friday? actually, Louise is annoyed as well because she's like, that Chunky song is like my Ibiza tune from this year. And now I can just think of old ladies and Tom Jones. Soz about that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know who I feel really sorry for today? The guy that's actually at John Lewis on Twitter.
Oh, he's having a mare.
What a mare. And gets it every single year. Getting absolutely inundated with tweets about a man on the moon. Mm. And will be until Christmas.
And I noticed he's trying to reply to as many people as well.
What's he saying?
Let me just go on him now. Because his profile picture is a really weird one because obviously it pops up with his name. But then it's, you know, the picture of himself. But he's got 10,000 followers.
Has he?
Which I think is because people are, you know, getting him mixed up with the shop.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, you never know. You never know. He might got those followers for other reasons, but
probably
yeah,
not.
He's replying to loads of people, just basically saying, "Look, I've got nothing to do with the advert." He says one of his things just says 99 plus notifications. Sigh.
people are having a go at me for doing a plot spoiler to an advert. Seriously. Seriously.
You issued a warning anyway.
I did. John and Ken. Oh, don't spoil it for me. It's an advert.
I think it is tricky, though, if you're in this guy's position, you know. He's just happens to be called the same as that shop.
Yeah.
It's like...
He got there first.
Well, it's like your Twitter. You're not actually at Scott Mills all in one word, are you? You're
no.
At Scott _ Mills. Now, at Scott _... at Scott Mills, all in one word...
Yeah.
...is a guy in America.
Yeah.
Just getting on with his business.
Canada, know? Isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think he's a policeman in Toronto. He's a policeman. He's got more important things to worry about than going, oh, you look stupid dressed as a crab.
But it must be tricky for all people that are named after, you know, shops or celebrities.
I'd quite like to know, actually, if there's more people listening.
You know, if there's another Rita Ora,
yes.
For example, that must be punishing.
Yeah. I mean, what a lot of hassle.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
5 seconds of summer on BBC Radio 1. I'm looking forward to seeing them on Sunday. Hopefully we'll get to interview them, because they're great dudes. And hopefully Eshton. It always sounds like he's got a cold. A little bit.
He'll be on fine form as normal. Ashton,
a little bit of cold.
Legend.
That was Hey Everybody on BBC Radio 1. Yeah, I can't wait to see them on Sunday at the Teen Awards. Listen to it on Radio 1 from 12 o'clock with Alice Levine. We're going to be interviewing some people as well down there. And 3 o'clock, you can watch it all on the Radio 1 website. Okay, I feel more sorry for the person that's called Katie Hopkins than I do for the guy that's John Lewis.
Yeah,
I mean, you just wouldn't even go on social media, would you?
That's tricky. And then also, if you do have the same name, it just sounds like you're a fan site of that said person. Do you know what I mean? So even if you've got the same kind of, if you do have the same name, then it's just a horrible, horrible situation to be in because you're not necessarily a fan of that person at all.
Exactly. Daniel Craig's been on.
No way.
Yeah. He gets a lot of comments. Everyone thinks he's lying, or they're just like, oh, it's James Bond. But you would, wouldn't you? You can't not do the joke.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, wow. There's so many people that just get... I mean, they get a lot of hassle because they're the same name as pop stars or celebs. So Richard Hammond's been on, not the real one. Ben Shepherd always gets tagged in pictures of Ben Shepherd off the TV.
Connor Maynard. He's having a very troubling time.
Troubling. Stella Artois's been on.
No, that's not
do not
real.
Believe that's you.
That's
not your name. Hello, Louis Tomlinson.
Hello. Well, no. Lou Tomlinson.
Oh. You're Lou Tomlinson.
Yeah, but commonly mistaken for Louis.
Okay, so what happens on your Twitter?
Marriages being asked like, oh, marry me, tickets for concerts, declarations of love, you name it, that get asked One Direction fans.
How many times a day?
I was getting like 50 a day, something like that. I ended up, it got that bad. I had to change my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram name because it was just bad on all of the socials. It was a nightmare.
Oh, this is so good. So like the actual Louis Tomlinson, you've got to have a fake name for when you check into hotels and stuff like that.
Pretty much, yeah. I might have to do that soon. You never know.
But it's your name.
I know. It's like... I came before him. Surely I should have priority. Like, it's not fair, is it?
They come here and they just take your name.
This is it. It's not on chart. It's really not.
Got it. I like it that people thinking that you're Louis Tomlinson, like, hello, can I have some tickets for concert? Like,
yeah,
that's going to work.
All right, yeah, sure. Yeah,
sure.
International pop star. Here you go. Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope it doesn't trouble you too much.
Thank you very much.
thank you, Lou Tomlinson.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Let me back.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Adele and Hello, the UK's official number one on BBC Radio 1. OMG, the hairs have gone up on my thighs again. Second time in 2 days.
Don't use that phrase. It's a horrible phrase.
Matrix and Future Band. Everyone's always like it's back of your neck or arms, so I'm just going for something different. Matrix and Future Band coming up, and also Jack Garrett. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. What's going on? How can I help?
Right, well, I was listening to your show the other day, and Chris was saying that he wasn't sure what to wear for Radio 1 Teen Awards. So I was like, well, it's this weekend, so has he sorted it out?
Yeah, he's not good at planning. but we were talking about this. Yeah, there's much debate over what Chris is going to wear at the Teen Awards.
It's just ridiculous. I'll tell you what it is because I kicked up a fuss saying we all need to decide on a dress code before. Do we all go smart? Do we all go casual? Because last year I got quite dressed up but then felt like a bit of a fool for doing it.
It's not like people don't wear suits really at the Teen Awards because it's a lot of quite young pop stars.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of leather jackets. There's a lot of like quite cool tees.
That's what I mean. And they said, well, look, you're presenting an award and stuff like that. So you need to look the part. Scott, you're used to doing that. And I brought this up when we were having a meeting about the Teen Awards yesterday. And very kindly, the team got involved in actually helping supply some fashionable clothes.
Thing is, right, you don't dress badly, but you just dress like normal.
Yeah,
like
apparently is a massive problem working here at Radio 1.
You just need to style it a bit more. So, like, I mean, you would wear, like, just a jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah, which I'm fine with.
But you just need to, I don't know, you just need to up your game a little bit, I think, to look the part. What do you... there's a few options, weren't there? But I've got nothing to do with this, but I know that the Teen Awards team have sorted you out. What they've told me is the coolest outfit.
Yeah, but they did it on your advice as well. Now, shall I just go put it on?
If you go and get... going quickly put it on, it's outside now, and then I will chat to Sophie. You still there, Sophie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What do you think he should wear?
I think he'd just go all out and, like, wear something crazy.
But like who? In what kind of style? Which kind of pop star?
I'm kind of thinking, like, a bright green suit or something.
What pop star wears a bright green suit?
Well, I don't know. I can't think of any at the moment.
No, Sophie, you just want him to look ridiculous. I want him to look the part. Did you see his Wimbledon outfit that we dressed him in?
Yeah, I think so.
The suit shorts?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just want him to wear something stupid?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Oh, he's ready now.
Here we go.
Oh, wow.
All right. I feel cooler
for
it.
That is...
You don't think... it's not too much. I don't think it is. I've been assured that this is what people will be wearing.
It's quite a statement, isn't it?
Do you want me to talk you through it?
Definitely, definitely different to what you would normally wear. Yeah, definitely different.
It's white jogging bottoms. It's a long white T-shirt.
Yeah.
This is the fashion.
Don't give it all away.
Oh, sorry.
I want people to know, like, don't tell people what it is, because I want them to see it.
Fine, okay.
But yeah, you do have a very very long T-shirt, beyond the knees there. So on trend right now. It's very Bieber.
Do you think?
I think. Do you feel cooler?
I'm concerned about your react, because I was hoping that you'd react in a way which you look all right.
I think the team have done well. And I think that, I mean, you look more like a pop star.
Great. Well, then that's job done.
But what we need to do is, on the day, like, completely style it out. Like, pretend to be famous.
Yeah. Well,
do you know what I mean?
I think to be more famous, you need to think more famous. To think more famous, you just need... I think this is helping me. Like, I immediately feel like a different person.
It's like my friend who sometimes on the train pretends to be famous by wearing her sunglasses and just looking down when people look at her.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to try do.
Yeah.
So you're happy.
Like, and also, like, yeah, I'm good.
I think don't look stupid.
No.
Fine.
I think it's great. It's definitely different for you.
On.
And also, when the pop stars are arriving on Sunday, like, you'll have Five Sauce there and that, they won't be cheering for you. But because you're wearing that outfit, scoop up the applause like it's your own.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah. The Scott
Mills Daily. Most people are like, well, can we see a picture? No, you'll have to wait to the Teen Awards on Sunday for the big reveal. I mean, doesn't make people watch the website, I don't know what will, apart from all these artists.
You say a big reveal, I don't think that's the case, because if anything, I'm just going to blend in. Because I'm going to be dressed like you and other famouses there.
Yeah. Adam says, from the description, it sounds more like Mason Noyes than Justin Bieber.
Right, well, that's not true at all. Do you think I look more famous? Like, sitting in front of me right now, do you think...
Stand up.
Do you feel a bit more excited about me being here?
A bit more excited about me being here?
Yeah?
It's good, you know.
But good for what we're trying to achieve.
It's good. Do you feel more famous?
Or are you taking the mic?
No.
Do you see what I mean?
No.
When you say good, are you saying it for your own reasons or for the reasons?
It's good. You'll fit right in.
Good.
You'll fit right in.
Great.
Well, do you feel more famous?
Yeah.
Do you feel a lot richer?
Yeah, because I feel like I'm dressed as someone famous, and so now I'm looking forward to the awards.
Just a pair of sunglasses to top that off, my darling. It's all going to be good on Sunday. The Scott Mills Daily. Loads of people driving for weekends away at the moment. Always get this on a Friday. Mark and Dean are in traffic. They're on their way from Watford, Watford to Crawley for a night out. Really?
But sometimes you can do that. Sometimes what you do is you can pick... I've really liked this idea of turning up at a train station, for example... And you pick a number out of a hat, or it doesn't have to be a hat. I mean, why would you need to pick it out of a hat?
Yeah.
Just pick a number out, and anyway, you go to that relevant platform and just go to wherever the train's going and do that as a night out.
Well, maybe that's what they've done. Maybe they've just, like, stuck a pin in a map.
Oh.
Mm.
And they're like, where should we go? Oh, look, Crawley. Because it's nice, Crawley, but I don't know... I mean, maybe they've got friends there or something. I don't know whether you'd choose it as a weekend destination. Maybe you would.
But I mean, standards, you've obviously been to Crawley. You've been to pretty much every town in the UK, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the great thing about it is it's located halfway between London and Brighton and really close to Gatwick. Oh, it's a shame it's not a Tuesday, though.
Why?
Because you can go to Crew Night, couldn't you?
What's Crew Night?
Crew Night at Mocha. Because it's near Gatwick Airport. Chance to meet loads of cabin crew on their stopover.
Is that how it works, Scott?
Yeah, Tuesday night, crew night in Crawley.
I've never thought about that. So if you go to a town near an airport, you're likely to meet all the crew that are stopping over.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Same with, where
Crew
is it?
Night.
Crew Night.
This is a whole new world to me.
Tuesday. Same with Bishop Stortford, where Greg James is from. Crew Nights are always on there. Cos near Stansted.
Wow.
More Cabin Crew. Yes.
So Crawley, Crew Night Out, you're saying. That's your advice, your travel advice.
Yeah.
Because obviously you know everything about every town in the UK.
And what I've done before, I'm saying a few pints in the charcoal burner and then a well... What? Then a well-earned kebab at Troy's after. Only Friday and Saturday night, though. Rest of the week, it's not that good.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people agreeing with me. Tuesday night, best night in Crawley, because it's crew night.
What are you up to tonight?
Crew night. Yeah. Crew night. Oh, I'm going abseiling in the dark because I've got a week. It's a week today. I've got to abseil flipping Blackpool Tower for children in need.
That's next week, isn't it?
Yes.
You want to be a bit careful of that tonight, mate. Going up high, fireworks going off everywhere.
Oh, you're joking me.
You haven't thought about that, have you?
Oh, no. I woke up in a stranger's bed. I'm a massive conductor.
The Scott Mills Daily.
James in Newcastle just called me a Muppet because fireworks aren't electrical. Mm. I called myself a massive conductor. See, what I did there was make the easy mistake of confusing fireworks and lightning.
Yeah. Well, look.
Sorry, I'm nervous, yeah?
It's a situation you're going to have to deal with tonight.
Whatever. It's both situations I don't want to be in.
Just the fireworks, I mean, though, actually.
Abseiling in the dark sounds really... Some people do this for fun. I've got a week.
It's not for me, anyway. It's not for me.
Would you not do it?
No.
Oh, brilliant.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of good stuff on the Scott Mills Daily this week. If you want to download our podcast, you can get it from the Radio 1 website. It's absolutely free of charge. Or wherever you would normally get your podcast from, get it there. Free downloads. Loads of good stuff. A certain massive coffee shop changed the colour of their cups for Christmas this week. People got so excited about it. So we rang up some smaller local coffee chains to share the good news with them.
Rachel.
Yes?
Give me an R. Give me an E.
E.
Give me a D.
D.
Space.
Space.
Give me a C.
C.
Give me a U.
A U.
Give me a P.
A P.
Space.
Space.
Give me a D.
A D.
Give me an A.
An A.
Give me a Y.
A Y.
What does that spell?
Red Cup Day.
Yes!
Hey.
Buzzing!
Also, I found some knickers in my house after my Halloween party, like 3 days after. Chris thought it would be quite a good idea to do a ring around. Obviously, I started by calling Nick Grimshaw, who was at the party. Did you take your knickers off at my house?
Did I take my knickers off?
Yes.
I didn't take... One, I don't wear knickers. I wear... Two, no. Why?
Because someone did.
Obviously, the only person that would have taken the knickers off her house party is Ruth Rora.
We still don't know. Listener Sam rang up to tell us about how she fell in love with an ice skater when she was younger. She even went to his ice dancing show 3 times a week, but never actually met or spoke to him. How long ago was this, by the way?
About 6 years ago.
Okay, so a while ago. You've had a time to gather your thoughts.
Yeah. I still keep a picture of him under my bed, though.
No, you don't!
Only in my memory box.
That was weird. Adele made her much-anticipated return to the music industry by releasing a single of herself laughing along to the Strictly Come Dancing theme tune. And also, you sent in your reaction to that new Christmas advert for a big department store.
Oh, he's crying. Oh, my God. Hashtag emotional.
Plus, Inuna Bingo with Chef Tom Kerridge and the Vamps. The Vamps were good. Kerridge was brilliant as well yesterday, all on Inuna Bingo on Tuesday and Thursday. We're going to Britain's Ultimate Pilot on BBC Two. Now listen to some of the incredible things that pilots have to go through while they're in the air.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny...
Okay, we're not at the end of the clip, so try and get through it again. Here we go. Water, please. Let's go.
During this 10-second manoeuvre, Johnny's head is filling with more and more blood. Even though painful, Johnny has to resist the temptation to pull out early.
Oh. All of that in full is on the Scott Mills Daily podcast. Get it for free this weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
sax by Fleur East on BBC Radio 1, although I think you'll find, babes, it's a trumpet. Want a sax on that, was it?
All right.
I mean, I'm sorry to be pedantic.
Nerd alert there.
But that was Fleur East off of X Factor last year. Good, that. And nice to hear. I always like a good usage of the Bargain Hunt theme tune.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's another song that I ruined today. It is Bargain Hunt.
But we love the Bargain Hunt theme tune.
Oh, I love Bargain Hunt generally. Hi, Kel Spellman.
Good afternoon.
Are you right?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you settling into Radio 1? It's been a while now.
Yeah, I think I've slowly but surely found my feet with it all.
Everyone's used to seeing your face now.
Yeah, that's all good. It's nice to kind of come in and I'm kind of saying hello to everyone. Yeah. Like, I feel I'm kind of embedded into the team.
I mean, you've done Innuendo Bingo now, which is kind of an initiation, but there's still a couple more to go. One being, I guess, the Christmas party. It'll be interesting seeing what you're like at that.
Oof. And that can make or break you as a presenter here at Radio 1.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to talk to you about that off air.
Don't ask me. I've got no advice.
Scott doesn't go. That's how bad it's got.
I don't trust myself.
Oh, you'll have to come to this one, Scott, please.
Okay.
Is there anyone you don't like,
Kel? Do you remember the bowling alley one?
Oh,
that went wrong. Oh, one minute you're doing George Michael Faith with Annie Mack on karaoke, and the next minute...
There was an incident in the lane because you brought a friend along to that, didn't you?
Yeah,
they disgraced themselves.
Absolute disgusting mess of themselves.
Kel, is there anyone you don't like? Is there anyone that we can have a word with for you?
At the moment, no one. Okay. I mean,
that'll change as the years go by.
There's that page on the notebook, but it's empty at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't need to.
It's funny you should say a notebook. I was discussing a great story about a notebook last night and a Radio 1 presenter.
Share?
No, I can't. Not for on air.
A current presenter?
No, not current.
What could have gone on with a notebook
in the last 5 years?
Just a notebook that maybe we found in the studio once. Anyway, so it's time for Real or No Real with Kel Spellman. I have got loose lips today. I don't know what's wrong with me. So, Kel, this works. Basically, we give you a fact, you tell us whether it's real or not. Discuss this one.
On her rider for the Teen Awards, Demi Lovato has requested that the smell of her LA home is pumped into her dressing room.
Sometimes you just want the home comforts, don't you, when you're away from home?
These are... I'm still new to these rider things. Mm.
Some stars demand, certain temperatures
candles.
And humidity has to be correct in the dressing room or in the venues for their voice, darling.
Scott, what about yourself? I mean,
no.
You're a big star.
No, it's just mostly... thanks, my darling. It's just mostly water.
Just water.
And wine.
My darling.
When I went into Nicki Minaj's dressing room once at Big Weekend. She always has it at 34 degrees, the same temperature as Miami, whatever. I had a right bead on. Sweating out, I was.
I don't understand. So how would they set that in a dressing room?
Well, I imagine what they do is they have bottles of smell from her LA home. They sort of just...
They
I
scoop
know, gather,
up the air from
yeah,
her LA home and then just
it
distribute it into Wembley.
And then just wow, pop all these bottles in the dressing room, sort of smells of LA.
With a few mugs about as well, just
yeah,
so she's a bit comfortable.
Or maybe she's got like a certain, I don't know, like you say, scented candle or something that they just pump into her home and then they bring it with them.
I've not been to LA. What is the general smell of LA?
Rich and hot.
Right, so is that what they do then? They just get a load of rich, hot people in the room, just one in each corner?
Possibly.
Yes.
What are you saying then? Demi Lovato has requested the smell of her LA home is pumped into her dressing room. Real or no real, Kel?
I'm going to say no real just because I don't want it to be, because that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, these stars though.
I think she does have some diva demand, so I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
No, yes. Not Demi. She'd never be a diva. Of course not. She's very down to earth.
She's lovely.
And next.
There is a brand new spoiler alert feature online that protects you from finding out what happens in your favourite TV shows by mistake.
Oh, this is good if true.
Yes.
Because don't you hate it when you've not watched 5 weeks of The Apprentice and then someone tells you who went out on the first one? That's me. I've just literally started catching up. Mm. And now I see when you get annoyed... And you're like, oh, well, don't tell me you went in the first week.
Yeah.
Scott, it was 5 weeks ago. At some point, you need to catch up.
It's like there should be a limit, shouldn't it? I think if 1 week goes past, then really you have no excuse.
I think as soon as the next episode has been on, then you've got no excuse.
Yeah, I feel. But then if it's a series that you're going to get to, then I think if you announce it, then it's okay. But I also say to people, if it's a series from a long time, it's like, no, you haven't watched it in the last 2 years. I'm allowed to speak about everything that happens. I do love this, though, because it does. This is one of my biggest pet hates.
Yeah. I mean, because it's so hard to avoid spoilers. Do you remember someone had a go at me for ruining the ending of The Lion King? It's not my fault the episode watched it. It's been a long time ago, that film. Thanks for ruining it for me.
Actually, I got in trouble a few times because I ruined a few football matches for people on the radio because I announced the scores.
Oh, that is annoying, especially if you're saving yourself for match of the day. You know, one of those days where your team's playing away.
No.
So as a treat, you save yourself for match of the day and maybe a Chinese or something. Oh. And then someone just says it. Or the worst still, you tune in just before match day and you get the news.
Yes.
And they do a spoiler alert, to be fair to them. But the problem is, if you do happen to tune in at that time,
it's game over.
Yeah.
I've always thought as well, like, surely you can move that to not just before match of the
There's
day.
There's no need. Match of the day's on literally afterwards if you want to know the scores.
Don't do sport. So, real or no real, this brand new spoiler alert online that protects you from finding out what happens in your favourite TV shows by mistake.
Yeah, it's real, that. And if it is real, I'm so ready for it.
Real.
I've needed it.
That one is real.
Yes!
So you can turn the alert on and off depending on whether you want the spoiler alert or not.
That's amazing.
You're so getting involved with that, aren't you?
That is me all up, because I love my television. That is me. That's a bit of me, that.
Right. And finally,
in anticipation of Christmas, a new toy has been released in which you take it in turns to get a custard pie in your face.
Oh.
Oh. Now,
this sounds wacky.
Do you feel that they may be, like, they've got to come up with new toys and games every Christmas? Ever get the feeling they might be running out of ideas?
Just about to say, getting a bit lazy, aren't they?
Is this a toy or a board game?
A toy, it says.
Okay.
I'll tell you where they love pie in the face, though. CBBC, don't they?
Yeah.
And CBeebies.
Yeah, see, you, now I've been...
You must have had a cream pie in your face.
I've had a few cream pies.
Have you?
They dish them out quite regularly.
I mean, it's just an easy way to get a reaction, to get a funny joke, isn't
it's
it?
It's funny. It's comical.
Yeah.
And I'm a bit of an expertise when it comes to cream pies.
I would think so, actually, because I went for an audition once for CBBC, didn't get it. And that was all like being gunged, custard pie in the face, etc.
Now I draw the line at gunge.
Yeah, you've not been gunged.
It's going to be a big event.
You've
if
never
I'm
been
get
gunged.
Oh, that Whoa. Does surprise me.
I haven't been.
Well, that's going to catch up on you.
Writing it down.
Gunging is also.
I'm trying to work out what enjoyment do you get out of being custard pied in the face?
I don't know.
Don't get me wrong, just, it's fun on children.
It's an easy laugh, isn't
Why
it?
Why don't they gunge kids anymore on CBBC? Is it just not a done thing?
Quite 90s. So is this true? A new toy where you take it in turns to get a custard pie in your face?
No.
It's not a good idea, this.
Get all the family around the fire. Oh, what game will we be playing for Christmas?
Yeah, Nan.
Oh, pie and face.
It would be funny, though.
Oh, imagine
would,
I've had a change of heart, because that would be funny. I think real.
I'll go no real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh. Pie face game is built around a simple concept. Put whipped cream, shaving foam or a wet sponge on the end of the lever, poke your head through the hole and turn the handle. It could go off at any time, create an explosive mixture of suspense and mess. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Oh, I want to play it. It's a draw. I got 20, Kel got 20.
Yes.
Oh, it's a draw. Okay,
is this
that's
your
good.
Debut on real or no real?
Yeah, I'll take that.
There we go.
Undefeated.
So, Teen Awards this Sunday. What are you going to be doing there?
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. So, I'm doing the backstage stuff. I'll be doing a few interviews with a few of the acts behind the scenes. And then I'll also be doing a kind of Teen Awards kind of catch-up of everything that happened at Teen Awards from
like
5 o'clock till 7. Like an after party.
On Radio 1.
Feel like you've missed out or want to know what was going on behind the scenes. Got it all. Got all the lowdown.
So, are you doing CBBC stuff as well?
I think I might be doing a little bit, but it's mainly at the moment kind of Teen Awards and Radio 1.
Excellent.
But knowing how the day goes, might get dragged in here and there.
Exactly. Right, so Kel's got it all. The after party after the awards on Radio 1 at 5 p.m. this Sunday. We'll see you down there.
See you there. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are Friday's best bits. Come and join us Monday at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.